I have a little phrase here that said, when you go to the source, this produces fellowship. And anyway, I'm just struck tonight that whether we're in fellowship or we're not in fellowship, whether we're in light or we're in darkness, has everything to do with whether we deal with the Lord. And anyway, I just realized, you know, this matter of stumbling and reactions. I mean, one thing keeps ringing. There's a reason for everything. One sister's always fellowship. There's a reason for your reaction. There's a reason. There's a source. There's something more than just what appears on the surface, a problem. And anyway, tonight I just realized it's impossible to have normal relationships in the body without having this source in your experience. And it's like you may even intend to just, you know, have a body life and be for the church and be in the light, all these things, but you can just be holding on to truths, just good ideas that you picked up in the Bible. But if you don't get to God, there's no way you'll just end up stumbling. And this has been my experience. Anyway, I was just touched tonight. There's a way out of this whole realm, and that is to just deal with the Lord over every occasion, over every problem, over every insensitivity. Anyway, I just appreciate this word. We can get to the source.
Amen. I'm really happy about when you get to get something kind of grumpy at God or something, but just when I get to or he likes me or however it works, that, you know, that then I really like my mom and dad. And I mean, he likes them and he loves them and he gets to enjoy them, because for a long time, you know, you kind of don't get a fellowship because you're a teenager, and then when you become a Christian, then you don't think you have any fellowship with them. But just that God loves them and even prays for them too. So that's only because God.
Amen.
I enjoy what he said about we need to have specific dealings with the Lord. And he said we need personal, thorough, deep relationship with the Lord. Anyway, I just enjoy those words. God, I want a personal, thorough, deep relationship with you. Not something in darkness, not something shallow. Anyway, I just thought it's possible.
This word was really encouraging to me, because I think I've just begun to experience some of this. It seems like all my life, all my Christian life, I've just been really good at keeping things the right way, doing things according to truth, just keeping things on the surface okay. And I just noticed something since I've been married, something about my wife. It seemed like she was always, sometimes she'd have a little bit of a problem keeping things okay. But one thing I noticed was that when she'd deal with the Lord about it, it was so real and so full of light, and so much life would come out of it. Whereas I was maybe a little bit better at keeping things okay and on the keel, but I just felt like I was missing something. So until recently, I've begun to have a few of these specific feelings. Boy, does it make a difference. You just feel like you really touch God, and you notice a real change in your living. That's a lot better than just trying to keep things the right way, because it ministers life and it produces fellowship. Praise the Lord for this word.
I enjoyed the along the same line about truth and light, and I just realized how much time I live in truth. You know, I was thinking about a lot of the things in the past that, you know, apologize. I know to my wife a lot of times I would apologize. You know, so I didn't know if it's the truth. I shouldn't raise my voice. I'm sorry. You know. Yeah, but it wasn't. It was out of truth and not light. It was an apology from me, the source of me, and not from God himself. And just recently, I've had a couple of really good experiences with having to apologize to a couple of brothers about some things. And they were directly from God. I mean, you know, it was light to me. And, you know, I could sense when I apologized to these brothers that, because I apologize not only to my wife and other people sometimes out of truth instead of light, I realized their reaction was a fellowship. You know, their reaction was of deceiving and of about light going to them and light coming back to me. And when other times it would just ricochet, you know, I might be hitting a brick wall. It was just truth doctrine. Anyway, I just really appreciate the light and the truth.
I was really encouraged tonight by this one thing Bill said, that at every stage we need specific feelings of the Lord. That regardless if you're a little child, or a young man, or a father, that with where you are at specifically in your growth in life, there is something that the Lord would be speaking to you. I think so often I realize, well, I'm not a father, I'm not real mature, so I guess I can't get through right now. When I grow, you know, then I'll be able to maybe have these kind of specific feelings. I just appreciate that right now with my raw emotions and my little confused mind, there's still something that the Lord, where I'm at, my growth in life, has some specific things that He wants to shine and to touch. That's encouraging.
You know, I find it interesting, the way we're listening to each other testify is through a different sort of light. I'm listening to it under the light. But several months ago, when I first came here, I wasn't under this light, and we were discussing how the Lord wants to get into our daily lives, into our soul, into our minds. And people were testifying about their dealings with God, and I thought, my, this group of people have problems. Poor people. But praise the Lord, it's different now. I really understand that it's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing.
Amen.
Very good. Bad sign or not.
I enjoyed this tonight about the light and the truth. And I thought of that verse, I can't recall where it is, but it talks about how Israel knew God's acts, but Moses knew God's ways. And you go through the Old Testament, and there's just a big difference between the relationship Israel had with God and the relationship Moses had with God. It was like you were on two different levels. And Israel had a kind of knowledge of God, but it was all an outward kind of thing. It was all the outward truth kind of thing. But Moses knew God in an inward way, and you realize it was so much because Moses allowed God to get into him and to deal with him and to take ground in him and his heart. He wasn't secretly holding on to things for himself. He didn't have an ambition for himself, or he wasn't living for himself or any kind of other motive, but he had allowed God to deal with him. Anyway, and when you read the Old Testament, you just want to be a person that has that kind of relationship, not an outward kind of relationship. And you realize what eventually happened to Israel, most of them, was just dying in the wilderness because all they had was an outward kind of relationship. Anyway, it's sobering to realize we have a choice. We can go one way or the other. And it's not like, if you're just... Well, you're just going to automatically go the way of Moses or something. Actually, automatically you're going to go the other way. And how much we need to exercise, like the specific experiences and dealings with the Lord. We exercise, let the Lord get into us and to have the ground in us so that we can know Him in that kind of way.
I was very glad tonight to see where I've been in darkness. Just when you're there, you can't see it. It's like when you said the lights were off, you wouldn't be able to see it. Without this blast of light tonight, I would still be in that darkness. I just know that a few things come up, and I just got really offended lately. And my wife can surely testify that even with some brothers that I meet with, this one brother was praying for a certain need for me that he didn't tell me about it, but I saw it on his paper. He had written it somewhere, and I was just offended that he was praying that need. I told my wife, I said, I don't have that need. which was just shows I was in darkness, but I really do have that need. So I just appreciate this light tonight that this has brought forth.
I feel the same way. Just like without this kind of word, you just don't have your finger, you can't put your finger on what's going on in your being. Especially enjoyed how you shared almost all of it, but like you talked about a ring of unreality, mm-hmm. and just the taste, the sense of being in an unreal state. And I feel like in my life, when I'm living according to truth, you know, even living that way is, it seems like it's been so dangerous to myself, because outwardly your mind thinks you're progressing with the Lord, mm-hmm. and going on with Him, but really the gap is getting wider and wider, mm-hmm. because you actually are getting farther and farther and farther from any kind of reality. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated this kind of word that points and makes such a vital separation between living just according to principle and being so general, as opposed to living a specific life. Anyways, very helpful.
And I knew, you know, that I needed to go and tell someone that I had done and apologize. And so I just took a deep breath and went downstairs and told this person that I had done and apologized. So my conscience was taken care of, and so was the God. But later, through some sharing of guilt, the Lord came about this very situation. He said to me, He said that you didn't contact me.
Amen. Well, maybe we can stop here. Good. Renee? Yeah. Yeah, let's see. 216. Okay.